Today, we're looking back on some of our favorite takeaway stories of 2011, like our piece on Bob Dylan. This aired on May 25th, a day after Dylan's 70th birthday. Now, John Hockenberry wondered, what do we make of Bob Dylan? After 70 years, we have a mystery and legend and music. Though, as John points out here, we certainly don't have the most pleasant of people.
May I have your autograph?
Come on, Bob.
Come on.
Now, you don't need my autograph. If you needed it, I'd give it to you.
His old squeeze, a legend in her own right, Joan Baez, insists he was never any kind of revolutionary.
30-some years, whenever I'd go to a march or a sit-in or a lie-in or a be-in or a jail-in, people would say, is Bob coming? I'd say, he never comes, you moron. Never did, probably never will. But I think that he didn't want to have to be the guy people were going to go to.
That's from the Dylan documentary No Direction Home, where when he speaks at all, it's in riddles.
I had ambitions to set out and find, like an odyssey, you're going home somewhere. I'm set out to find this home that I'd left a while back.
He is a musician, performer, songwriter, star, who at 70 is somehow dwarfed by his own body of work. And when he speaks of his career, his life, it sounds like being Bob Dylan is a burden worthy of a King Lear, railing at the gods with the whining voice of a mere human.
No reason to get excited. The thief he kindly spoke.
Here he is in a 2004 60 Minutes interview with Ed Bradley.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I mean, I made a bargain with it, holding up my hand.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
And in this earth and then in the world we can't see.
I ain't looking to fight with you, frighten you, or uptighten you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you.
From a 1964 New York City concert, and some small piece of that deal with God or the devil he was speaking about there with Ed Bradley was provided in some tapes recently brought to light, recorded by his friend Robert Shelton. Here is Dylan speaking of his demons back in 1966, his legend already secure.
I kicked a heroin habit. I got very, very strung out for a while. I mean, really, very strung out, and I kicked this habit.
In these tapes, a man in his 30s from Hibbing, Minnesota, can make no more sense of his life than we can today. What was clear then was pain.
Hey, death to me is nothing. Hey, I could have easily gone over and done it. Hey, I'll admit to having this suicidal thing.
He's always said his unforgettable songs mean nothing. Some are about 3 minutes, and some are about 4 minutes, he said once.
I'm not the kind of cat that's going to cut off an ear, you know, if I can't do something. I'm a guy that would just commit suicide. I'd shoot myself in the brain.
I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
A 70-year-old Bob Dylan looks back on the stormy decades of his life and must understand how strange it is for him to have outlived so many. For us looking back, there's no way to make sense of that storm without the soundtrack of the songwriter who just wanted to be friends with us.
That was John Hockenberry on Bob Dylan, reflecting on Dylan's 70th birthday. You can listen back to anything from the show on thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.